We are up to page Resh Peches. We are at the tail end of Simen Tov Chavav. Okay, Tov Chavav. We finished the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishneh Berurah. And there are just a few more dirshus, which are very interesting, which I want to discuss. A lot of very interesting chidushim, which I certainly never knew before. Okay, so we're up to number 40. Okay, number 40, on the right side of page, Reish Pei Ches. He's referring to a Be'er Halacha. In the Be'er Halacha, he's describing the law. This is going back to what we discussed yesterday, the different Zmanim for Kiddush Levana. Now, we mentioned yesterday the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the latest time to recite Kiddush Levana. According to the Mechaber views the month as being 30 days. A month is 30 days, even though in reality the cycle of the moon around the earth is a little bit more than 29 and a half days. The Mechaber rounds off the numbers. There are basically 30 days. 29 and a little more than a half, Gobasaroiv, it's basically 30 days. And you're Makadish Levana when the Levana is being renewed. So when is the Levana being renewed? Through day 15. Through day 15, that's fair game. As long as the calendar day of the month is, not yet, you're not through the 15th day, the 15th day is not over, it's still considered to be within its renewal. Okay, you could rather, Mechaber is very lenient. He allows us to round off everything, make it very, very simple. You need not be perfectly precise. Therefore, if you are within the 15th day of the month, as long as the month is not, the 15th day of the month, the calendar day is not yet over, you can be Mekadesh to Levana. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, we don't look at a month as being 30 days, and divide it into two parts, 15 and 15. We look at the actual amount of time that it takes the moon to rotate around the earth, which is 29 and a half and a little bit more. We take that exact number and we divide it into two. And whenever that moment falls out, not going into all the mathematical calculations, whenever that moment falls out, that is the last time a person can be Mekadesh Lo Levan. That's the end. And we discuss when is the earliest time. The earliest time we have to have 3 24-hour periods, but the last moment of time, according to the Ramah, is 29 and a little bit more than a half divided by 2. And that can happen in the middle of the night. That can happen in the beginning of the night. It can happen at the end of the night, in the middle of the day. So you have to be perfectly precise. Then we have the question, what happens if a person is in between those two times? Can he still make a bracha? So we learned that b'di'eved, there are different opinions. There are different opinions what a person should do, even though we generally, Ashkenazim, follow the opinion of the Ramah, and the Ramah is machmir, don't be mekadesh levon more than 29 and a half days. Be very careful not to do so. However, what happens if you find yourself past that point in time, but the 15th day of the month is still not over? Can you make a bracha? There are different opinions. Some say yes, some say not. So here in the Dirsh number 40, he's coming to just bring out the different opinions. Umina ko'ilam, kos v'mate Ephraim, shemish lekidish ad zman zem, oimer divri ha'gemara, Oyes divrei haTorah al din kiddush levana haroy levana bechidusha oimer baruch ato Hashem baomer eskol amizcha baracha. So he's saying a trick, and the trick is what you do is you take out a gemara. It's a question: can you say Hashem's name? Might be mimoitzi shem shmaim levatala. So the solution is take out a gemara, where the gemara describes the halacha, and the gemara tells you what to do. And when you're learning gemara, it's mutter to say Hashem's name. So you read, it says in the Gemara that when you see the Gemara in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis, when you see Haroi Lo Bechidusha Oimer, so you say Baruch Ato Hashem, then you say Baruch Ato, and you say Hashem's name. So what are you doing? So you're learning, and being that you're learning, it's not considered to be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. But on the other hand, in the back of your mind, what you're making a condition that if the halacha is like the mechaber, that you are allowed to be kaddish lavon until the end of the 15th day of the month, even though the midpoint of the month, the renewal has already passed. And if that is the halacha, then I want that what I'm saying shall be a bracha on the lavana. That's a trick. When else do you have that trick? When was this trick made popular? Kiddush Achama, Birchas Achama. A few years ago, two or three years ago, Erev Pesach, Birchas Achama. So what? So everyone was all of the pamphlets were telling you that just in case it's cloudy and you can't see the sun, so there are opinions that say that you can make the bracha even if there are clouds. But we don't paskin like that. So if you're really, really desperate, or let's say the zman passes, you're only supposed to make the bracha in the beginning of the day. Let's say it's already at a certain point where it's not the ideal to make the bracha. So what you can do is open up a Gemara Masech the Brachas, where the Gemara says that when you see the sun, b'chidusha, when the sun, the cycle of the sun renews itself, so you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you say the bracha, and you say it as if you're learning a blat gemara, or as if you're reading from the Torah where the Torah actually says it. So when you're saying it mitoch limud, it's not considered to be b'moitzi shem shamayim levatala. But in the back of your mind, you say to yourself, just in case the halacha is that you can't make the bracha, I want this that I'm saying in the Gemara should be the real bracha. But you can't hold me responsible because I could always protect myself and say I wasn't doing that, I was just doing it l'shem limud hatara. So it's some type of kunz. And this is what the Mati Ephraim says to do. Let's just go back now and read the Ber Halacha. What?
Most people, when they learn, like you learn.
Right, we don't do it, but technically you can do it. Technically you can do it. I'll give you an example. Moshe Feinstein, what about the word Elohim? The word Elohim means an authority,
a judge.
It does not necessarily mean Hashem. We use it when you would use the word Elohim and you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he used to give a shiur in MTJ, he would say Elohim, even when he was discussing mamish judges, and the Gemara was using the word as a term of chol, Elohim, he would say Elohim, because in those days, there were many zakenim who came in from the street, it was very cold, not everyone had heat in their apartments, and they came to the Beis Medrash to hang out, and they were not listening to the Shir, and he did not want them to hear him say Elohim with the shame the way it sounds when you daven, because they do not know what they're doing, so he was so careful not to say Hashem's name even where it's not Hashem's name. But to the other extreme, Ikar Adin, you're allowed to say Hashem's name when it is Hashem's name, when you're saying Mitoich Limud. Now, just to enhance what this Dirshu is saying, let's just turn back and read the Ber Halacha. Ber Halacha, on the previous page, on page 574, okay, you'll show him, page 574, in the little letters, and the Ber Halacha, the last one on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, Ein b'chneses ha'gedoyla, she'evi b'shem miksas mefarshim, de'gam ha'taz b'chlal, chemash b'yad ramah, So he has a solution that if you are not mekadesh, now this is tezayin, not tezvav, a bigger chiddush. Halacha, he's discussing another issue. We're discussing the issue of the 15th day. According to the Mechaber, once you pass day 15, it's over. Because once you pass day 15, you're already more than halfway through the month. There are opinions that say you don't have to be so precise. Okay, don't try to get hooked up on details. Even if you are on the 16th, it's already still called the beginning of the month. Because you can't say you're on the second half of the month until you're significantly into the next day. You don't have to be such a stickler, is that the word? Such a stickler for details. You're mekadesh the levana when it renews itself. So when does it renew itself? It's so medaktik. It's the 16th day of the month. Okay, so until we're halfway through the 16th day of the month, it's still called the beginning of the month. Now, we don't accept that. That's not what the Machaber says, and that's not what the Ramah says. The Machaber says, once you conclude day 15, it's over. The Ramah says, no, even earlier, a couple, even 6 hours less than that, it's over. As a 6 hour, whatever, but even less than that, once you get ready to halfway of 29 and a half days, it's over. Less than the time of complete 15 days. But there are opinions that we should be aware of that are lenient and do allow you to Mekadesh Levana even into the 16th day at night. So here the Be'er Halacha says, we don't paskin like that, but in the event that you do find yourself that you were not Mekadesh Levana, that's now day 16 and it's at night, what you should do is recite the Nusach without Shein Malchus. Baruch Atah Melech Ha'olam Asher B'mamoro Baruch Shechakim Uvruch Piv Kol Tzvam Chog V'zman Osamohem Baruch Atah Mekadesh Chodoshim. So you say the entire bracha, but when it says Hashem's name, you leave out Hashem Elokeinu. You leave out Hashem's name. That's what it says here. However, the Be'er Halacha says, Im hu adayin yom tezvav, if it's still within day tezvav, el shoya acher, if it's still like these in between the zaman of the Ramah and the Mechaber, Acher Chatzi Chof Tes Yud Beis 29 days, 12 hours. The Tov Shin Tzadi Gimel Chalakim Efsher Sheyesh Lismech Al Bal Hamor Uktzia. That's Rav Yaakov Emdin. Shadai to Lahat Lavarach B'Shem Malchus. You can be lenient. You can be lenient like that. So the Be'er Halacha has come to Paskin that it's after the zaman that it says in the calendar. It says in the Luach, the latest time to say Kish Levana, as long as the 16th, the 15th day is not over, you can still make a bracha. So you have what? You can be lenient. V'chiniskim ha'goin, maharatz, orinstein. V'ayino b'nogei b'noid b'yehuda b'sim nemalift, im lo hoya yoch l'kadesh arato, shayetomen me'unun y'chiyetzei. Let's say it was cloudy. Now he goes to another shayla. Let's say it's cloudy, and you're running out of time, and you're in the middle of Ma'arif, you're in the middle of Kriyashma, and someone comes in screaming, guess what? There's a Levana. And the time is running out. You can be mavzik even in the middle of Kriyashma, but if you can at least finish the perek, you should do so. But when you have to be mavzik in the middle of Kriyashma, only recite the Baruch. You have no right to say Shalom Aleichem, Tipol Aleichem, Imosa Vafachad in reverse, and the Braisos and the Memories and the Tehillim. That, of course, you do not say. And we mentioned this, that if you're reciting Kiddush Levana and someone says to you Shalom Aleichem, you do not respond if you are in the middle of the Bracha. Just nod your head. You only can respond Aleichem Shalom only when you are in the middle of saying the Psukim or Tehillim or the Haluka, but not in the middle of the Bracha itself. That is not permitted. Okay, so here is what this Be'er Halacha says, that we have basically lamaskana, it's something to keep in mind, three zimanim, which are four. I'll explain to you what I mean by four. We learned this yesterday. Three which are four zimanim for Kiddush Levana. The earliest zman is the zman of the Ramah. The Ramah looks at the Levana, calculates how long it takes the moon to circle the earth. It takes a little bit more than 29 days. Take that number, divide it into two. When you divide it into two, and whatever that time is, that is the latest time you can recite Kiddush Levana, and that's what it says in the Luach. Now you should be very careful, because the Luach is not necessarily correct. And it's not correct on purpose, because it's based on calculations which are not astronomically correct. Why? It's another story. Not for now. I'm not prepared. But it's based on halacha. The halachic way of calculating the moon's cycle around the earth is not necessarily metzias, the way it really goes around, the amount of time it really goes. Every month is different. The gravitational pull of other planets causes the moon to travel around the earth at a different speed every single month. It's not the same. The moon doesn't go around the earth in a perfect circle. It goes around an ellipse. So it all depends. Why an ellipse? Because there's gravity. There are planets in the vicinity. If you're close to Mars and you're close to Venus and you're close to this planet, it's being constantly all being pulled. All the planets, the moon, the earth is being pulled by different planets. And the moon is being pulled. So these numbers are extremely, they're teeny little numbers. They're insignificant. But Chazal, when they made the calculations for Kiddush Levana, which are printed in different Sfarim in the Torah and here and there, it was all based on approximations. But if you want to focus on each individual month, and what's really taking place in the sky, what's really taking place, the Chazal's calculation, which is based on approximation, is not necessarily the reality of what's going on out there in outer space. So there is a discussion which is the more correct Zman. Should you be Machmir, should you be Mekel? That's one issue. But the basic point is, according to the Ramah makes the approximation. The approximation is that it takes the moon to circle the earth a little bit more than 29 days. Take that number, divide it into two, and when that you come to that point in time, that's the latest time you can be Mekadesh Levana. The Mechaber is more generous. He says you can be Mekadesh Levana through the end of the 15th day of the month. A month is approximately 30 days, so take 30, divide it by 2, 15 days. As long as the 15th calendar day is not over, you can be Mekadesh Levana, even though it may very well be that you're past the Zman of the Ramah. And then we have the opinion, other opinion, which is cited in the Ber Halacha, where some are lean and allow you to Mekadesh Levana even one more night, give you a bonus. You can Mekadesh Levana even on the 16th night. You don't have to be a stickler. Go a little bit more, a little bit more generous. Then we go into what we learned yesterday. Guess what? If in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be Mekadesh Levana on the night of the 16th, or on the night of the 15th, or they're going to wait for the amount of time that, like the Ramah, that the moon goes around halfway point, the moon going around the earth, and in Eretz Yisrael it's 7 o'clock when they're Mekadesh Levana, so we get 7-hour bonus in America. So we can do it the same thing, whatever they're doing, we'll do. Even though for us, it's 7 hours too late, the moon already is on its rise, it's waxing, it's already past the half point. So what? We are tofel to Eretz Yisrael. If in Eretz Yisrael, then the Kaddish is until 8 o'clock at night, by them it's night, even though for us it's 2 o'clock by day, and you can't see the Levana anyway at that point in time, and if we're going to wait until it gets dark till 8 o'clock, it's way past the time. So what? You can still be Mekadesh to Levana. So I've really given you 5 Zmanim for Kiddush Levana. I've given you the real astronomical time, which every month is different. There is no approximation because of the gravitational pull of the planets. And that can mean that the Zman, when the moon begins, gets past its half point, already comes, is earlier than Chazal's Zman. Then there is Chazal's calculation, which is the Ramah. Then there is the Mechaber, which gives you the whole calendar day. And then there are the opinions cited by the Ber Halacha, which give you another night, the 16th night, another half a night, another 12 hours, and to the next day. And then the leniency, that if this is what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, we have the right to do the same thing here in Chutz Li'aretz for an additional, to follow the calendar, to follow the clock of what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael. We're 7 hours behind, so we can do whatever they're doing, even though the Metzius is, the moon already is past its peak, past the half point, and now it's getting smaller. So these are pretty much 5 different Zmanim for Kiddush Levana. Let's say you're in a zone where it's a question what to do. So the basic rule is, if you're in between the Ramah and the Mechaber, you can still make a bracha. Once you come past the Mechaber, you want to go another night, you don't make a bracha. You say it without Shema Malchus, and then we have the Dirshu solution. If you want to say Hashem's name, you're so desperate to say Hashem's name, so open up a Gemara, turn to Sanhedrin, where the Gemara appears, or open up the Torah, where the Halacha is presented, and in the Gemara and in the Torah, it says Hashem's name, and read it as if you're learning a Daf Gemara, or reading from the Torah, and have in the back of your mind that in case I have not said the bracha, I want this to be the bracha for Kiddush Levana. Okay? Five separate Zmanim, what to do when you are in between Ramah and Mechaber, make the bracha. Once you get past the Mechaber, no more should you make the bracha Shema Malchus, either omit Hashem's name or recite what it says in the Gemara. Okay, number 41. Shekosav Hanoi de Bihuda Shemi Sheyesh Lezman Gam Lekadesh Es Halavana. Okay, this is very rare. It'll ever happen something like this, but let's just read what it says anyway.
Excuse me.
I am on page Resh Peches. They're going to show you. Your neighbors are going to show you. Page Resh Peches, number 41. Shekosav Hanoi de Bihuda Shemi Sheyesh Lezman Gam Lekadesh Halavana Vegam Lekwe Kriyashma. You have a conflict. It's night. Tonight's the last night. Okay, it's the last night. Or it's not even the last night. What should you do first? Should you say Kriyashma? Or should you Mekadesh to Levana? Kriyashma is Dairaisa. Kiddush Levana is a limited Rabbanan. So you know what we should do? What do we do in Shul? After Maya, they give a cloud Kiddush Levana. Pumfakert. Before you daven Ma'arif, they should give the cloud Kiddush Levana, and then go into Shul and daven Ma'arif.
No, but that's Tadia.
Kriyashma. So what do you do first? So here it says Shakasa Nabi Shemit Shesh Lazman Gam Lakash Levon Vagam Lakar Kriyashma Tsarach Lahakdim Likuris Kriyashma. The truth is Kriyashma comes first. Ma'arif. That's what we do it right. Kevin Shi Tadira. Tadir Vishaina Tadir Kaidim. As soon as coming to Hanukkah, we'll finally have a go to holding in Hanukkah. Mitzvah Shabbos. This year we have a double Mitzvah Shabbos. What do you do first? Ner Chanuk or Avdallah? Tadir Vishayna Tadir Tadir Kadem. Or do you say Persuminisa? So the Chilik is the house and the Shul. In the Beis HaKnesses, what do you do first?
Chanukah.
First you do Chanukah. Yes, first the Shul you do Chanukah first. You don't. And then, but in the house you first do Havdallah and then you do Ner Chanukah. Okay, we'll discuss that another time. But over here, Shri Tadira. Vyodshi Midoraisa. Forget about Tadir. Let's talk about Doiraisa. Umisha Daita Lispal Arvis, a person has plans to Dalamar later, Yoiser Dasakon Shumzal Yashiv, Shereshai Lahakti Meskish Levon Lutzasar. If you do have a plan, you have a Kavua, if you're going to Dalamar later on, it's not a big deal. If you do have a plan and you plan to Dalamar later on, there's no prohibition to say Kish Levon early. But ideally, it's better to Dalamar first because Tadir Vishayatan, because it's Doiraisa. Next paragraph. Uleinyan Kriyashma, Kriyasa Megillah. This can be no gear. What? Let's say it's Purim, night of Purim, it's the 14th. Right, when do we lay in the Megillah? We lay in the Megillah 14th, so we just learn that you can do Kiddush Levana until at least part of the 15th. Okay, how much? That's the Rabbah and the Mechaber we just finished discussing. But you can definitely, Purim is on the 14th day of the month. So Purim is the day when you can say Kiddush Levana. Let's say you have not, it's been cloudy the entire month, and you have not yet had the opportunity to recite Kiddush Levana, and now you have a conflict. Should we lay in the Megillah, or should we do Kiddush Levana? Which one comes first? I already daven Ma'arif, right? You daven Ma'arif. Ma'arif goes first. That's a given. Tadir and Doraisa. But Kriyas HaMegillah is not Doraisa. Kriyas HaMegillah is only Midrabanan. The truth is, it's not Midrabanan, it's different Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is higher than a Midrabanan. It's almost like a Doraisa. But let's see what it says. Lady Kriyas HaMegillah, Kosovo de Behuda, Shet Sibah Shadayan Le Kitchos Levon, Vim Yamtinu Ad Achar Sibah Kriyas HaMegillah, Yavar Sayus Man Kitch Levona, Yav Sikoi Kulam, Vikajos Levona, Oli Achamikan Yam Shihu as Kriyas HaMegillah. In the middle. Yes, yes. That's what it appears. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Vimrak hayochid lekidish levon who biemtsa lishmoya kriyas hamegillah lo yavsek biemtsa kadesh lo yavsek as pirsamane shel hamegillah. So it appears the Yamshichu means in the middle. That's what it appears to be saying. It's not a hefsek. An incredible chiddush. You're in the middle of laying the Megillah and you're running out of time. And now they're telling you the Levana is here. If we don't do it now, it's now or never. and you stop in the middle of the Megillah. Everyone goes outside. There's Kiddush Havana, comes back inside, and it contains the Megillah. But a Yochel will have to lose out because he's going to lose out the Megillah, unless he'll hit the Megillah later on. I do not know. But it's interesting that, but ideally, what do you do first? It appears that you do the Megillah first. But the Megillah, why? But the Megillah is also only, the Megillah appears to be more chashuv than Kiddush Levana. That's what it appears, for two reasons. Megillah is Pirsumeis. Pirsumeis is a very, very high on the list of Kedima. Very high priority. And number two, Kriyas Megillah is not a Derabbanan. It's higher than a Derabbanan. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. So it's a very high status. Okay, now the next dirshas are fascinating, and these are things which I confess that I made a mistake. I always thought that when you say Kiddush Levana, you have to be outside. You're not allowed to be under a tree, and you're not allowed to be under an awning. So it says here that you can. What's the reason why we're Mekadesh Levana by going outside? So we learned yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, it's going out like a king. When the president comes to town, you don't sit in your house. You go out to see the gridlock. You have to experience it. You have to go out into the street and be makabel the melech. You have to be out. You don't stay indoors when the melech is passing through the town. When the shechina is coming, you makabel the shechina. You have to go outside, and therefore you're not. It's not preferred. It's not the right thing to stay indoors and look out the window. They give a clap, Kiddush Levana. Everyone in the shul goes to the window, looks out the window. Oh, I see the Levana, and they say Kiddush Levana in. So you have to go outdoors, tachas kipas hashamayim. Let's say you're under a tree, or let's say you're under an awning. So I was always under the impression that it says here in the Mishnah Berurah, tachas kipas hashamayim. You got to be underneath, exactly. You can't be under a tree or an awning. So let's see what it says over here. So it says something amazing. That's why you have these dirshas. These are really incredible things, chidushim they have here. Number 42. The af lamay bachutz tachas anfi ilan, underneath branches. Very common. Number 42. Number, he'll show you what it is. Kasav b'shal tshuvas yaskil avdi shemutar. Fascinating. It's mutter, under branches. As long as you're out, there's why. Kevan she'ikor inyin lotzes l'ruchayiv hu kederach she'yotze likras melech. You go out to greet a king. When you go out to greet a king, the king is coming to town. President's driving down your block. Is the president makbid if you're standing underneath a branch? You're on the pavement, and there's a nice big tree on the pavement, and you're there on the pavement, and you're waiting to salute as the motorcade passes. Is there a hakpada that because you're standing underneath a tree, you're not giving the proper cover to the president? Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. As long as you're on the pavement, you're standing in front of on the sidewalk, and you're standing there, and you salute. This is the greatest covet. Who cares? It's a tree. It's not an issue. It's not a sukkah. This is not a sukkah. So it's mutter. So it's the same thing. When you makadish the levana, just issue is go outside. You're under a tree. It doesn't make a difference.
Mitria is an umbrella?
Yeah, okay.
But if it's raining, you don't take it as Levana.
Mitria is not an awning. Mitria is not an awning. Mitria is not an awning. It's an umbrella?
It could be.
It's like guitar.
But today, you okay. Wear Mitria
as an umbrella, okay. The Loimar Kiddush Levana. Okay, the Hachazonish, now he brings that from the middle of the Chazonish, Noag. Lord says, Imat Sibor Lemerpeset. Mikoira, an awning. The Chazanish, me Godolanu Chazanish, Zechat Sadek Levrach, he went out to a balcony. The balcony had an awning. Will the Kaddish Misham es Halavana Uber be Orchois Rabbeinu? That's like a CIA Mossad report, spy report. Orchois Rabbeinu is all the Minhagim. Someone actually recorded every single little detail that Chazanish did. It was written by a very chashuv person, but it's a little bit bizarre sometimes, the degree of detail of recording his customs and his conduct. So there it says his custom. That's about the stipler. Orchas Rabbeinu kasa ubir beorchas Rabbeinu shem yoytzel mirpeset kvar mara bezeh. Once a person goes out to a mirpeset, to a porch. Kvar mar bezeh shuyot lekabel pnei hashchina. Shoikur hu shlo yikadosh levana bechedesh shabahu nimsa. V'chein biyagor v'chaim kineyevsky. So therefore, it appears that the Gedolei Hadar had no problem being kadosh levana underneath trees, underneath awnings. The only problem is outside of the indoors. Number 43. Outside of a building, just don't be mekadosh levana indoors. Be outdoors. Once you're outdoors, it doesn't make a difference if you're under an umbrella, under an awning, under a tree, as long as you can see the levana. It's raining on top of me, but it's not raining where the levana is. 43. It could happen. It's possible. Theoretically, it's possible. It's possible, in theory. What is 43? He's referring, continuing this idea of the market. Now he's referring to it's not clean. Now you go out to the street, it's very common, there is a garbage bin. So are you allowed to mekash levana near the garbage? So this is not a kish levana. These are side things. Shibayven kizeh kasa shulchanok leel vishnabura sham shemiyesh levana tsoya ayash. This again is chelik aleph mishnabura. If there is waste from an animal tsoya ayash shemiyesh barech ro machmas ipush kilkul due to ipush means decay. Also likway kriyashma is shodavish begudusha. You have to distance yourself where you can no longer see it. Turn your face. Turn your where you cannot see the tzoa. If you had night vision, night goggles, and you would be able to see it, if it was in your direct line of sight, it is osur. Im ha'yochel roisim osur. The im hatzoy ash me'achur, but it's behind you. Tzorach l'shachik al ramis m'makom shabar nigmar reich ra. If it's behind you, it's fine. Just make sure that you cannot smell the odor. The ha'isim b'mishnabura sheyesh li'zob zem o'i. Be very careful. Mutav is move. It's preferred. Shlo l'kash l'van l'klal. Be very careful. Don't go and be mekash levana in a place where there's an odor. It's a segula. Not to make a brach in a place that there's a foul odor. A garbage can, a city shabaruchav in the street, a public garbage can, like going mekashal from the shul, on the corner of the block, there's a garbage can. Shabaruchav, going, a golas zevel, a garbage can. Hoyru hagoyin avishol zomen al yashiv, avishol yashiv, hagoyin avishol zomen al shul wazner. Shim'eino yodeim yesham tzorech adama. You don't know what's inside the garbage can. What's in the garbage can? Maybe there's tzoa. It's uncovered. You don't see what's in the garbage. You have a garbage can, a city garbage can. You know what's in the garbage can, and it's not covered. Most garbage is not disgusting things. It's just garbage.
Stam garbage.
It's not soa.
Cartons, folded cartons.
Yeah, people out of the car, some paper loch and some candy wrappers and some whatever, some tissues. These are not things which are problematic for making brachas. But of course, I mean, dvarim shenav, it smells, there's an odor, of course. The two different types of distancing from reach. Sometimes you only have to distance yourself until when you can no longer smell the odor. If the odor comes from tzoa, that's not sufficient. You must distance yourself an additional dalet amos from the place where the odor ends. So if you have stamen odor, it's a bad odor, but it's not from tzoa, as long as the odor comes to an end, you can make the bracha. But if the odor is coming from tzoa, figure out where the odor ends, and then go further another dalet amos. The average garbage can does not have tzoa, so even if it smells, you don't have to go the extra 8 feet. You only have to go away from where the odor ends. So either, that everyone agrees, yeah?
Not standing in the street itself.
Why not? Get run over by a car?
That it's not
Tznius. Yes, that's so. That's a separate issue. It's not a halachic issue as far as kishlvan is concerned, but it's a derech eretz issue. Maybe in a chanami, if it's not a dignified way, it's a chil Hashem.
The goyim
will always pass by. What's going on? Are they worshiping the moon? What the prayer books in the streets? What's going on over here? They look
square.
It looks bizarre.
Traffic,
you block traffic, it's a chil Hashem. Absolutely. That's a derech eretz issue.
Right.
But we're talking over here, halachic issue. Okay. Halachic issue. Derech eretz issue.
Come up, so I just want
absolutely. That's a derech eretz. Okay. Meidach, that's a good investment. Korelitz. Lahate, rak, impacha, ashpa, mechusa. Some disagree. It should be covered. The ain reach, rav, magim, menu, rav, magim, menu, reach, rav, tzach, lashach, rav, rav, amas, mokam, shukha, ruach. Chiluke, deus. Okay, one last halacha, number 44. Shuroyet, soya, derech, halachaloy. Let's say this, noyela, let's say you see glasses or a window. Let's say we just finish on that. You can see the tzoa, it is forbidden, no matter how far away. If you're in the street and you say Kishlevana, and across the street from you is tzoa, someone did not clean up after their dog, and it's right across the street from you, there's no reich, there's no odor, it's across the street, but you can see it. You're not allowed to recite Kiddush Levana if it's in your line of sight. If it's in your line of sight, even though there is no odor, the only you have to turn to the side, turn away. Let's say you can; it's in your line of sight, but there is a window. In other words,
close your eyes and see.
Exactly. You're wearing glasses, or you're wearing even glasses, or there's a window. Let's say you're indoors. Let's say a person is not well; he's ill, and he's been mekadesh levana indoors, looking out, which we learned last week is mutter, b'diavad, but he looks outdoors, he sees someone did not clean up after their dog, so he sees the tzoa, that is not a problem. Because being that you do not, there is no fragrance, there is odor, I'm sorry, mix of those two words, there's no odor, there is no odor, and there is a mechitza of glass, that combination works, it works. The glass and the absence of odor works. But if the window was open, so it's in your eye, it's in your line of sight, and it's off. But what's the other is to close your eyes. You can close your eyes, or if you're wearing glass, in many places come say they're wearing glasses. If you're wearing glass, that counts as if there's a window. So then, even if it's in your line of sight, according to some opinions, your line of sight, it's okay. So that concludes. It's pretty cool. We finished the laws of Kiddush Levana. Only two more simonim. The last one is pretty hard. Two more simonim to conclude this chel. Okay, we'll stop here.